KHAS Radio, 104.1, 1230 AM. Brandon J. McDermott joined in studio with Shannon Landauer, the Executive Director of Hastings Chamber of Commerce. Shannon, good to have you here in studio.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
No, I appreciate you being here. So you and I kind of came to Hastings around the same time. You started August 1st. I started August 7th. What do you think so far?
We love it. Hastings is home to us. We're Nebraskans, so we grew up about an hour away, but it is a perfect community to bring our kids to. You know, great size, great opportunity for school, for entertainment, all those things. My husband and I have found jobs we love, and so I couldn't be more excited to be here.
And, you know, just looking at what the Chamber did in 2023, you guys experienced a lot of success. Business development, workforce, housing. Tell us a little bit about some of that stuff.
You know, it's really amazing. So as we were working on this partnership and transition to really bring economic development and Chamber closer together, we also are seeing some great growth. So one thing that we use as a good metric in terms of retail and community is sales tax collection. So the year-over-year increase from fall of 22 to 23 was an 11% growth. That is just amazing to me. So about $9.3 million came back to the city in sales tax. You know, we sold over $150,000 in Hastings dollars. And also, we track lodging tax collections because that really says we're doing a great job and bringing people to our community, and that saw great growth as well. So, so many things to really celebrate. I think we don't, as Midwesterners, take time to say why we're great, but we also don't necessarily slow down to just say thank you to our community and to our members at the Chamber and just celebrate what we are that's wonderful here.
And we hear a lot about, you know, the economy and how good or bad it's doing. Some folks swear that it's doing bad, but these numbers are saying folks really believe in what's going on and are spending their money here in town.
Yes, exactly. You know, we have just seen so much transition in the downtown and those independent retailers. So if you go walk the downtown area, you're going to find people from out of town all the time. And so as we see events, we love to capture, you know, the reason why people came. And if someone's making a trip for maybe a medical appointment or what have you, we also want to see how we can capitalize on that visit and turn it from an hour to an afternoon. So it's really analytical what we're doing at the Chamber to understand that. We are digging into retail data, too, to say, what's our demand outlook? What do people want to see here? And then how do we turn that into action and growth for our community?
With 2023 success with the Chamber, how do you move into this next fiscal year and into this next year and try to make growth on that growth, so to speak?
Yeah, so that is something that you got to keep in mind, that you're always studying that data and knowing where that comes from. But I don't want to say we're starting over, but we're so excited with the additional staff capacity with this partnership. We have the ability to really grow our marketing efforts. You know, look at who our audiences are. It's those individuals in the community to make sure we all know and love what's in Hastings, but then to tell our story outside of the community. So as you mentioned, there are some economic changes. When a community sees maybe it's a layoff or maybe there is a negative piece in a metro area, maybe it's an opportunity to say, hey, look at Hastings. We have excellent career opportunities, education opportunities. We're just a wonderful Midwest town. So it really gives us the opportunity to tell our story much more broadly than Adams County or even the state of Nebraska.
And how do you reach out to folks and or continue to be receptive to small business owners who may be interested in potentially starting a business or moving a business to a bigger place? How do you help those folks here in Hastings?
Yeah, there is an amazing startup culture here. And I'm going to say everything from that introductory time frame, you know, with Central Community College having Maggie on staff to help with the startup process. There are people like our group that pull great tools in and help with finding locations. But there are also amazing folks that just want to see success here that mentor. You look at the Dave Rippey that's a member of downtown and some of the great things happening. And I think one thing we have in Hastings that is unique is just that spirit of wanting everyone else to do good. You know, when you look at Chamber leadership, HEDC leadership, all of these are people that are employed, but they all take time to welcome new people and really say, what do you need? Let us know. And so whether it was when we came, we had people helping us contact sports coaches for our kids and help look for housing, to every bit of what a startup needs, not just to look at how we get in the building, but how we can be a long-term peace in this community.
And that's really the heart of Nebraska Nice. Positivity, right?
Of course. It is so important to be empathetic and honestly to get to know people. I think the basis of success in Nebraska is relationships. Just like you and I, we're new here. We're building our networks of people. And it's just really about building that relationship and caring about people and wanting them to succeed versus tearing people apart.
And, you know, you talked a little bit about how and what you guys do and what other nonprofits and other folks around the city do to help make a better environment for small businesses and small business owners here in town. Any projects that you guys have coming down the pike that residents should be looking out for?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing what's been done on the economic development side. HEDC had a couple predecessors, a few in the last decades, that have really set us up for our success. From the huge focus on industry and making space available for large employers to be in this community, to the small business focus, to even the housing focus. You know, the reality is economic development is creating an ecosystem where you're growing housing, you're growing commercial. We see what's happening at the theater district and that build out and renovation and bringing that area back to life. It's just amazing to see the vibrancy in so many areas of town. So some of the things we really want to focus on, we're going to continue housing. We want to continue to make sure that outside decision makers know what spaces are available. In this community, we have vacant commercial spaces. We want to get those back to active and see what they have potential to be again. So lots of focus on filling out that space we have available, continuing to support those developers that are investing. And then again, on the larger scale, making sure that people know of the opportunity to have a successful business at any scale in Hastings.
You talked about sales tax collection, the increase there year over year, the Hastings dollars that were sold, and the lodging tax collections and all that stuff, all positive numbers for Hastings. One of the things I want to talk about here that's listed is the website searches, the community calendar views, folks in town are interested, folks coming from out of town, tourism. I mean, it shows a lot of interest in what's going on here in town.
Absolutely. You know, from large events, like was it the Eclipse a few years ago and what that can draw to this weekend, I was just at the Barn Festival here outside of Hastings and seeing the people from all over was incredible. So I think it's our job to really make sure that what is happening here is known well beyond here. And so again, those are metrics that we want to track and make sure people are looking and they're finding the information they want when they're searching so that they can make a great opportunity here as well. I want to tell you one story, if you'll let me.
Love it. Let's go.
Okay, so my youngest is 11 now and probably the most competitive little 60-pound spirit I've ever seen. And so when he learned his first Kool-Aid days, he looks at the agenda and sees competition, right? This chugging competition, so we can't not be there. So he lost. But the kid that won the age group he was in came over and gave my son his prize. And it was gift cards to local establishments. And we said, well, why aren't you using them? He said, I'm from Manhattan, Kansas. I said, so what brings you here? Do you got family here? He said, no, I saw Kool-Aid days. And his grandma started talking further. They made a weekend of it. They'd never been to Hastings, but they bought the gear. They experienced all of that. So I think that we here need to appreciate what we have and realize how much it can be on someone else's radar. So we got to slow down, you know, slow down, take a minute, not only to appreciate the assets here, but to ask people their story and, you know, welcome them and thank them for coming. And they did say it'll be an annual thing for them. Yeah. So it's just so fun. You never know unless you ask.
What's great about that is the buy-in. Right.
Yeah.
Folks, we have to buy into that. And that's not just a monetary thing. Volunteerism,
yes.
Whether it's, you know, other businesses taking part in Kool-Aid Days, for an example, as you brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
Kool-Aid Days is an amazing thing that my family and I were able to incorporate into our plan and our schedule and see for the first time this year as well. It was wonderful.
Right. Right. It's just it's cool to be a part of it. You have to show up.
That's right. Shannon Landauer, Executive Director of the Hastings Chamber of Commerce, is joining us here in studio at KHAS. We covered a lot. Anything else you want to add or talk about before we go?
No, I think this is great.
Awesome. One thing I do want to ask is regarding how can folks get a hold of you? If there's a small business out there that doesn't know exactly what you guys got going on, or a prospective small business that wants to kind of know the help that they can get or things like that, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, the the staff of HEDC and Chamber, as we merge to one team, is all located right in the Chamber Business Development Center on Burlington. So you'll find a great team there. Not only are our offices there, the CRA, Housing Development, lots of partners work out of the same building, which is really, really awesome.
Awesome. And again, Shannon Landauer, Executive Director of Hastings Chamber of Commerce. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
KHAS Radio 104.1, 1230 AM. Much more coming up right after this. Stay with us.